I wish to extend a warm welcome to anyone who might be visiting the cathedral today. Thank you for coming and welcome. And I also wish to extend greetings to all of those joining us by live stream today. No doubt, there are a number of us who are dreaming of greatness today. And as it is opening day of deer season, I'm speaking of the hunters among us who are dreaming about that great buck. But dreaming of greatness is also an important part of growing in our spiritual life. How much time do we spend, or how often do we dream about doing great things for the honor and glory of God? How often do we spend some time just dreaming about doing great things for the honor and glory of God? You see, the Lord has given each of us gifts and talents. He's poured out upon us an abundance of His grace and His love and His mercy. And when it comes to the love of God, there are no limits. When it comes to the love of God, there are no limits. So why not dream? Dream beyond limits and think of what we can do to honor the Lord and honor the depths of His love with what we can do in His service. And this is far different than pride, because pride points to ourselves, or pride thinks that we can do everything on our own without God's help. Or pride is that tendency just to think about all kinds of great things we could do, but not really with reference to the praise and glory of God. There's an important virtue in our moral life, the virtue of magnanimity. It really means being of great soul. It's this virtue by which we aspire to do great things for the honor and glory of God. And the opposite of that virtue we see played out in the life of the servant who took his talent and buried it in the ground. He was afraid, and he might not have thought that his talent amounted to much. And in contrast, what he really needed to do was just dream about the possibilities of what he could do with the gift that God gave him. So it's important for us, first of all, to take a look and identify what God has given us and how we can use them in His service. And no gift is too small. And there may be all kinds of things about us that we just take for granted or we don't even think about as being gifts or talents that we can use for God's glory. Now let me give a couple simple examples. Are you one of those people who likes to plan ahead? Are you one of those people who likes to figure out all kinds of details and make the arrangements and get everything all planned out and organized? And you might even be the kind of person who gets a little bit irritated then when the plans fall through. Well, if this is who you are, organization is a gift. And think and dream about the ways where you might be able to volunteer to organize things that might help your family, that might help your community, that might help the church. This is just something you naturally do. Think about and look for opportunities where you can just volunteer, use that gift, and it's something you enjoy. Why not do it? And dream about how you can give honor and glory to God just by organizing things. Another example. Maybe you're one of those people who just likes to go with the flow. You'd prefer not to plan ahead. You just like every day to unfold as it does. You get excited with spontaneity and things that might happen last minute, that they're new opportunities. Well, if you're one of those people, you might think about volunteering to serve as substitutes for different things. You know how life goes. There's always something that comes up and someone might not be able to make it for something. And if you just naturally go with the flow, well, suddenly this is a new opportunity for you, and it's something you enjoy. It's something you would participate in gladly, where other people might find that irritating or an interruption to their plans. Just think about it. Nothing in life ever goes according to plan, and we need folks who are willing to step in at the last minute. And if you're a go-with-the-flow person, think about ways you can use that gift and that talent to give honor and glory to God by helping out whenever there might be a last-minute need. Now, I took these examples from a book called Living Your Strengths, which is based on the Clifton Strength Assessment. And if you have some difficulty identifying what you might be naturally good at, maybe that book might be helpful for you. So I'd like to make like three suggestions, which can be your homework for this week, as it might be. First of all, just take some time in prayer and ask the Lord to reveal to your heart the gifts and talents that He's given you. There's no such thing as a gift or a talent that's too small, because they can all be used for His glory. Take some time thinking about it. Take some time praying about it. And one way that we kind of know what they might be is just to think about the things that you're naturally attracted to or the things that you really enjoy doing. Those tend to be the things that we're good at because we naturally enjoy doing things that we have a facility for. So ask the Lord to reveal these things to you. Pray about it. Second step, then start dreaming. Start dreaming about greatness. Start dreaming about how you can use those gifts the Lord has given you for His praise, for His glory, to do good things for Him. And then finally, once you've identified some gifts as talents, once you've dreamt about it and thought about some great things, then make a decision to do something. Use something that the Lord has given you. Ask for His grace. Ask for His strength. Ask for His help. That you may always dream of doing great things for the Lord.